one moment while I grab that for you.
This is Hello, Ray.
You
thank you. Hello. Thank you, JP. Hello, Ray. How are you?
Doing good.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle the pricing and details for your area. I know that my representative does a great job explaining the outline of our program. But I also want to make sure that this would be a good fit for your business. I believe that that's the most important, right?
Right.
So, and I'm excited to talk to you about our program. So just a couple of questions for you. I understand the business has been around for 30 years. There is specific type of flooring, right, products that you work with. And he did mention a few of them. And just to confirm with you, laminate, Cortex, those are just were a few that he had notated. And I believe you said LVP, if I'm not mistaken.
Luxury vinyl plank is what LVP stands for.
Yes, I love those. Okay. I was taking a look at your Facebook page. I saw that there was some photos on there of some of the work you've done. I think there's even like a video on there too.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't updated that in a long time.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, let's take a look here now. It looks like you don't have a website yet. And then, so are you currently utilizing a lead service? Because he notated that you like leads as long as they're the profitable jobs. Are you using a type of service where you pay per lead?
No.
Okay. Okay. So really the major benefit with this particular listing, Ray, is that it being exclusive, what that means is once we begin to work with you, we don't work with your competitors to ensure that you get the maximum amount of calls and exposure. Our platinum package is the package that I feel would be the best fit for you because it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. The way that we do things here, we set the program where it's a fixed flat monthly rate. You're not charged per call, per job, or per click. Now, calls will come directly to you from potential clients that find you listed on that first page of Google. And it's a month-to-month program with no contracts. So with the established business credit that I'm applying, what you're looking at, Ray, is a flat monthly rate of $249 a month. It does come with a one-time setup fee of $99, and that would be just to cover your programming. So it would make the initial investment, if you were to get started today, $348. Every month after that, it's just going to be the $249 a month, again, month to month. Now, what this is going to include for you is the first page placement on Google. So we will get you PIN verified, create your profile page, optimize it, and maintain it on that first page. We create content for you on Bing as well. And we also will run Facebook ads. Facebook ads are going to retarget anyone who's done a search on Google, you know, for your services. And even if they didn't call you, but they happen to be on their Facebook page looking through pictures or stories, that's when they would see your ad appear, both on their desktop as well as on their mobile device. And this is going to help you reach more new potential clients. However, we make it unique where you could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. And it will be a click-to-call ad. So when they click on it, they'll call you directly. Have you ever seen a Facebook ad before?
I probably have. I just probably didn't pay it no attention.
Well, if you've ever done, like, you'll see them, like, you might be on your Facebook page and all of a sudden you'll see this ad appear and it could be on something that you searched previously on Google. That's how it works. I get them, when my husband uses my phone, all of a sudden I'll get these, like, ads for Home Depot and I'm like, he must have been searching for some tools on my phone.
Right.
So. Now, in addition to that, we also do a directory submission, which gets you listed on directories that are popular within your area. Just a few of those I always like to mention, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. What I would also like to do too, Ray, is include a website for you at no additional cost. So we would build you a website that is Google compliant, mobile friendly, showcase your work, write a biography about your company, attach that website where your business is being promoted. So they get to learn more about your company and see the quality work that you do. And we include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and Siri, and give you that exposure on mobile devices. So if someone's doing a search from their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they'll be able to find you on that first page of Google immediately. It's pretty much, I would say, covering all of your bases.
All right.
What do you think so far?
Sounds pretty good. How do you get the pictures and all on there? Do you pull them off of Facebook or?
We could, but what we like, so just so you kind of know how the process works, with the photos, right, you could either email them or you could send them via text, whichever you prefer. The technician always lets you know the different ways you can get them to us. And I will tell you this, when we're receiving your pictures, right, those photos will actually, if they're not, let's say they're not clear, right? Let's say the pictures aren't like a really good angle. If it's not a good quality type of photo, we won't post it because we want it to look as professional as possible for you, right? So that's what we do. We always want to ensure that we're putting the best pictures to the best way to showcase your work. I always let people know that ahead of time because a lot of times they'll say, I sent in 10 photos, and they'll look at the account, and then I tell them, oh, yeah, you did, but only 3 of them were really good pictures because the other ones were too dark. You couldn't really see it, or there was a shadow, you know what I mean? And we wouldn't want to, you know, we wouldn't want to do that, too. We want to give the best quality, right, and make you look the most professional. So, and it's a real simple way for you to get pictures to us, and you're going to, in fact, have a team that's dedicated to your account. So whenever you have changes, questions, concerns, updates, we're here to assist you with everything. I'm actually what's considered the lead on the account, but you do have a team that's dedicated here within our company to managing your Google profile, website, Facebook ads, all of that. So we're at your disposal. Okay. Now, another thing that I feel, Ray, for me, it's the beauty of the program is really tracking your success and not just taking our word for it that it's working. So we do provide you a customized tracking and reporting system where you're able to track the phone calls you receive, how many times you came up in the search results, where they performed the location of the search. You can view your keywords and profiles, right? So we definitely want you to track that with us and not just take our word for it that, hey, it's working, right? So that's included. So, yeah, I mean, with all of this, okay, just so you know, Google is now kind of cracking down on some of these businesses that aren't, like, kind of legitimate businesses. And it's also a good thing for you because it helps get you PIN verified faster, right? So Google has now implemented that part of the PIN verification process is that you send like a picture of your tools, picture of your equipment. If you have a work truck or a work van, send in a picture of that. If you're licensed and insured, they want pictures of that because Google's really cracking down on these guys that aren't legitimate, right? Which is more of a benefit for you. And it also gets you PIN verified faster. I'm sure you have some of those documents that you would be able to provide, right, for part of the process of the PIN verification through Google.
Yeah, I don't really have a whole lot of, I don't have a storefront or anything like that.
Oh, no. You don't even need a storefront. It's what we call a home office, right? Because you're mobile. Okay. So you would use your address, but your physical address is hidden. That will never show on Google. No one needs to know where you live at. It's just where they're going to mail the PIN code to, right? But we do have to have like a picture of your tools, you know, stuff like that, because it's part of the process that Google requires when we're getting you PIN verified.
All right.
Okay. So what do you think, Ray? You want to give it a shot? That way we can prove it to you?
You say it's like a month to month, to where if I got real busy and I could turn it off for a little bit, I could turn it off? Is that how it works?
Absolutely. It's month to month. And let me tell you, Ray, this isn't going to, like, overwhelm you, okay? This is going to provide you a steady flow of clients, right? All we ask is that you stick it out 2 months. We call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. If at any time you want to pause it, okay, because you're super busy, you just can't take on any work, you need to pause it a couple of months, put it on a seasonal hold, or if you just want to cancel, we only ask that you, you know, call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so this way you're not charged. So, yeah, you can pause it. If you get too busy, absolutely. I mean, if you land a job, right, and you're going to be, you know, super booked out for the next couple of months, absolutely, you can call in and say, listen, I need you to pause it a couple of months. I'm on a project, and I cannot handle not even estimates. They'll pause it, and then you just let us know when you want us to remove the pause. So you could say, hey, just pause it for 2 months. They could set what date that it would, you know, then be off of the pause. So you do have that option. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So what do you think?
I'm trying it. See how it goes.
Okay. So, Ray, what is the best email for you? Because this is where we send correspondence from us, your receipt. What would be the best email for you?
Ray Shavers Music 71. At gmail.com.
Okay. And this is one you check frequently, right? Because that's where your receipt's going to go. You want to save it for your tax purposes, right? I always remind everybody, marketing's a write-off. Okay.
Okay, good deal.
So what I'm sending you right now, I'm actually sending you, there are two emails. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And the first one, Ray, it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It outlines everything that I mentioned to you that's included in the program, that it's monthly $249 with just that one-time $99 setup fee. Okay. The second email will say Client Dashboard and Analytics. That's just going to give you an overview of our reporting system so you have an idea of how the reports will look, okay? And I'm assuming we're on your cell phone and that you can get text messages to this phone, Ray?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to send you a series of text messages. In fact, there are going to be 3 of them, okay? So the first text you're going to have is my name, Nadine Medina, with my phone number and my extension. Now, although I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I do like you to have my information just for your records. Okay?
Okay.
And then the second message that you're going to receive, it's going to have the number to our customer service. So as I mentioned to you, you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. Anytime you have an update, a change, a question, or even a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department, and we are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Now, you are 3 hours ahead of us, so we are always here for you 10 to 7, okay?
Okay.
And then the last text that I sent, it's going to have a link to a YouTube video that's like about maybe 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. Nothing complicated, okay. But I want you to get familiar with it, okay? Excuse me. And you got all 3 text messages?
I did.
Beautiful. Now, Ray, just for the account purpose, is your name Raymond and you go by Ray?
Yes, actually.
Okay. And your last name, please?
Shavers.
S-H-A-V-E-R-S?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the phone number that you want listed for the business, is that going to be the 678-378-4033?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, as far as the company name, would you like it to read as Elite custom tile, the and symbol, and then flooring?
Yeah, I really don't do tile anymore, so I don't
I might need to
just change that to, I don't know what to change it to.
Well, you do strictly flooring, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about Ray Shaver's custom flooring?
Okay, do you want me to?
I don't know.
Or Shaver's custom flooring. I mean, it's however you prefer. The reason that I ask is because we want to make sure it's uniform. So we want to make sure we're listing the business name correctly for you.
Right.
And even though it says like tile, right?
Uh-huh.
You might get some calls, someone asking you about, you know, installing tile. So you don't even do backsplashes, right? It's just strictly flooring to those specific products. Okay. So you let me know how you want me to list it.
Let's go Ray Shaver's custom flooring.
Custom flooring. Okay. And then now, as far as like the address that you want Google to mail the PIN code to, this is where they're going to mail out the verification code. Is it going to be like your home address you want it mailed to, where you receive mail?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So what is that address?
129.
Uh-huh.
Bear Creek is two words, road.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Moreland,
uh-huh.
Moreland, Georgia.
30259?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And we're going to go ahead and hide that address because we don't want anyone knowing where you live at. So it's just so you can get your PIN code there. Awesome.
Okay.
Now, as far as like some of the documents that Google's going to require, okay, just to verify with you, are you by chance licensed and insured? Are you planning on doing that at any time, if not?
I have workman's comp, but I don't have like a general liability insurance.
Okay. So you have a workman's comp? Okay.
Yes.
Now, what about the licensing? Is that something you plan on doing later on? Is it not required in your area?
It's really not required, actually.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. No worries. But you do have like a workspace, like maybe, like, I'm sure you could send us pictures of your tools, pictures of equipment, you know, stuff like that. If you have like a workspace where you kind of have some of your products kind of like piled up there, send us a picture of that. You got a business card, send us a photo of it. Just so that way we have those things when we're verifying your business, okay? If you do like invoices with your clients, like a receipt book or something, just send us a picture of it, okay? And that you'll receive an email asking you or letting you know what documents to send. The more you send us, the better. So this way we got all that. Okay. And then let's see here. Let me just go to this screen. All right. Now, Ray, for the payment, okay, the card, we're going to the billing. The name that's on the card that you're using, is it just your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It'll just be my name.
Okay. And does it say Raymond Shavers on it, or is there like a middle initial?
It'll probably say Raymond D.
Okay.
Shavers.
All right. And I'm assuming the same billing address as well?
Yes, same address.
Okay.
I mean, same, yeah.
All righty. And then what kind of card is it? Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
I think it's gonna be a MasterCard. I gotta run up to my shop. My wallet's up there.
Oh, okay. No worries. In the meantime, it's okay, hon. In the meantime, I'm gonna actually start like jotting down a couple of notes. Now, we do put a security question on your account with us, and it's just to protect your account here with Local Splash. You have the choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. So what would you like for your security question?
First pet.
Your first pet, and what was your first pet's name?
Sunshine.
All right, Sunshine.
Army Crane Shepherd.
Oh my gosh! Real? Are you a vet?
No, my stepdad was.
You know, dogs are my favorite. I'm not a cat person. I've tried and I'm just not. I love dogs. I've always had dogs growing up. Now,
right,
I do want to, okay. So let me ask you real quick. I want to set up your client interview with one of our technicians. And in the client interview, that's when they're going to like go over keywords. They're going to go over everything in detail. It takes about 30 or 40 minutes, but we block out an hour. Do you think you might have time for a client interview today between 4 and 5 o'clock? Your time.
Ooh.
If not, then we can do it on Monday, whatever time you're available. Because it'll take about 30 or 40 minutes for the client interview. You don't need to be in front of a computer. However, they're just going to kind of be verifying things with you from the notes that I've notated, right? Because I know that's kind of cutting it pretty close. If we do 4 to 5, if Monday works best, we can set it up for Monday. You let me know.
I think Monday would probably be better.
Okay. About what time on Monday?
Town.
Oh, yeah.
I got these roofers working on my house today. So
okay, so let's push it for Monday then. What time on Monday? Do you want like a 5 to 6? 6 to 7 is the latest appointment I have, or I have appointments earlier in the day too.
Let's do 5 to 6 would be good.
5 to 6? Okay. Awesome. So let me do that. I'm going to send you an email with your calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that they're going to be calling you on Monday, okay, which is the 31st. I can't believe July's already going to be over. My goodness. Now, when we call you, we're going to call you from an 877 number between 5 and 6 o'clock. So just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. When we call you, if you happen to be busy and you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, can you call me back in 5 minutes? Or if you need us to call at a later time because that you're just, you know, busy, we'll reschedule it. Okay.
Right.
The faster, I will tell you this, the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we're moving because they want to make sure they verified everything and not just based off of my notes, right? Okay. Now we'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know it's coming up in the next hour. Okay. And then give me 1 second. Let me just add your email there so you get that. All right. Okay. And that should be coming through to you now. All right. And you said it was, I think you said it was a MasterCard?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are ready.
Okay. 5178-0591-5211. 1903.
Expiration month and year?
Expiration 1226.
And the CVV code on the back?
086.
Okay. So before I process your payment, Ray, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification. It's for your protection. Now it's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date, that it's a 2-month verbal agreement. You're paying monthly. It'll also state that if you choose to pause it or cancel it, that we do ask that you call 3 business days before that billing is due. So this way you're not incurring that charge. Okay. Now, as we are walking you through it, okay, if there's something that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Ray Shavers Custom Flooring.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Ray Shavers Owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Ray, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And what we're saying here is that, like, if we call you with an update, we know sometimes you're in the middle of a job, at least respond to us within 24 hours, okay, because we have a might have an update on your account. Now, I do want you to be aware that you, once you start having more presence online, you might get a company trying to sell you another type of online product, okay? They are not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you to spend more money, okay? Now, if someone calls you and says you need to pay $5 to verify your profile, don't give them any money. Take down the phone number, disconnect the call, and call us immediately because it's not us. How you can identify if it's us or not, ask them, what's my security question? And they'll hang up on you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Would you like me to explain this? Let me explain it first, okay?
Yes.
So what this means is we're just saying that if you're going to do other online marketing, we're asking you to call us first before you do it, so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. That's what that means.
Right.
That makes sense?
Yeah, I'm not advertising here.
So going back and hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, July 28th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on August 28th, 2023, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So what that means, Ray, is that every 28th of the month, it will automatically renew at the discounted rate of $249. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the number that I texted you, 877-635-6225, and you're going to hit number one when you hear the recording. Now, when you pause or cancel, we ask that you contact us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges, Okay, so you already know if you need to pause it or cancel it, you call 3 business days before the 28th, so that way you don't get charged. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So what I'm doing now is I'm updating the package, I'm processing the payment. You're going to receive your receipt both to your email, and we also send it to you in a text message, and we're going to go over it in a couple of minutes, okay? Now, I want to notate just a couple of notes for the technician. I started with the LVP, which is the luxury vinyl plank flooring. I put laminate flooring. What else did you want me to notate on here? Do you do any hardwood, any carpet, anything else?
I do staple down and glue down.
Staple down?
Hardwood.
Okay, so I'm going to put hardwood, staple down, and glue down, right?
Good.
Okay.
And with that LVT, which stands for luxury vinyl plank, there's products out there that's called luxury vinyl tile. It is pretty much the same thing, but it's called LVT.
LVT. Okay, perfect. So the LVP and the LVT. Got it.
Yes.
And just mainly residential, or do you also want to take on commercial jobs, or just leave it as residential?
I can take on some commercial,
keep it to residential only for now. I mean, you can change it at any time. Okay.
Now I can do some major floor prepping, like leveling and concrete grinding.
Do you want me to notate on that on there?
You can.
Floor leveling, concrete grinding.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And then during your client interview, if you want to add in more keywords, you can do so. You can change them at any time, too, okay? That tile's hard work, right?
Yeah.
The carpet, too.
Yeah,
my godfather was, my mom's brother was, he had his own business as a carpet. He had a carpet business, right? And, man, his knees were shot out. He had to get knee replacements. It was hard work for him.
Yeah. I've done a lot of carpet too, but I haven't done any in about 12 years now.
Oh, yeah? You know, a lot of people have strayed away from it now, right? Not too many people do carpet anymore. It's now all the type of flooring that you do.
Yeah.
It's easier, it's cleaner, and it's what's in style right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I put on here that you have workman's comp. Even if you send a picture of that, that's perfect because it'll help with us getting you verified faster. And then I'm putting on here. Now, do you have a business logo by chance, or would you like us to make you one?
I would probably need to have one made because I used to do that luxury vinyl tile. And like I say, I just don't do any tile anymore. So
okay.
I really haven't been advertising for several years now just because I stay so busy. So I hadn't really worried about it.
Okay. Well, I'm sure this will bring you a little bit more. Right. And just to kind of keep you still flowing, right? Now, I know you mentioned the areas that you want to target are like Newman and Fayetteville, right?
Noonan, N-E-W-N-A-N, Peachtree City.
Uh-huh.
Fayetteville. Yes, ma'am.
And Fayetteville. Oh, those are pretty close. Are those just the areas you want to target, or do you want to do like a mile radius?
I could probably do maybe a 25. 30-mile radius around Peachtree City.
Okay. So you want me to put it like 35 miles, but also mentioning those specifically too, the Noonan and the Fayetteville? Okay. And then when we're speaking with you, like communicating with you regarding your account, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? I mean, what's your preference?
I prefer text because I get so many bogus phone calls and
I
donations.
Bet.
I probably get plenty a day. You know,
you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I've had my phone number for 30 years now, and
uh-huh.
you know, everybody out there has access to my dang number.
Well, you know what? So you have an option, right? We could put, instead of us listing like your actual phone number on there, we could put a tracking number that's linked to your phone. And it comes with an app that you download from the App Store on your phone. It allows you to track your phone calls, your messages, and you can even block spam calls that might come in. Do you prefer a tracking number, or do you want to keep it as your number showing?
I don't know. I've never done a tracking number. I don't really know how that works.
So to kind of give you an example, right? Let's say the number was 1234567 8, right? That's the number.
Mm-hmm.
When they that's the number they're going to see. So when that potential client clicks to call that number, it's ringing to your phone because it's connected to your phone. So it's up to you, even if you don't want to do it now, but later on you want to add a tracking number, it doesn't cost you anything. Just let us know. Okay.
Would there be a way that I can distinguish those calls versus everyday bogus calls?
Well, yeah, there is a way because all those, you'll be able to see the calls, missed calls, you can hear the call recordings, like, because it'll save the call for you. You could see the messages and you'll know, like, if you got a call, right, and it was a spam, you block it on that app and it'll block those calls from ever coming into you from that specific number.
Right.
Okay. So I could put maybe and have the technician kind of talk to you about it a little bit more if you'd like, and then you can let them know if, yeah, I want it or no, I don't.
Right. Okay.
Okay. I'll put that on here. And even if you decide not to do it, it's not a big deal. And let's say later on you want it, you just let us know and we add it in, okay? And what are your hours of operation? Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. What time?
8 to 5.
8 to 5. Beautiful. And what forms of payments do you accept? Or do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, credit cards, Cash App?
I do Cash App, Venmo.
Uh-huh.
Cash, not all except check.
Do you do Zelle? It's through your bank.
I don't.
If you decide later on, let's say you start doing Zelle, you start accepting Zelle, or you start taking credit cards or debit cards, just let us know so this way we can update it in the system. Okay?
How does Zelle work? Is that like Cash App?
Zelle's through your bank. Actually, it's through your bank. So, like, whenever my kids need money, of course, they always call me at the last minute. what I do is I just go into my online banking, and it'll say send money, and I click on that, and then I put their phone number with their name, and it on it, and I just put the amount that I'm sending, and it'll automatically transfer. Like if I'm sending $40, it'll take $40 out of my checking account and automatically transfer it to theirs. It's part of the online banking.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you might want to look into that. Yeah, because a lot of people use it now. I would check with your bank. Some banks might not offer it. It just depends. But it's always an option for you too. Okay. So in the meantime, I put cash, check, Cash App, or Venmo for now. Okay.
Okay.
Now, just a few last things. If you look at your text messages, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It either came before or after the one that says welcome. And it'll start off by saying, Dear Raymond. Dear Raymond D.
I got one that says, Raymond D, thank you for choosing local.
Yes,
slash.
That one. Correct. Your invoice is located below this email. The next sentence down says, please note, this will be a recurring charge. The sentence after that, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on that. And then it opens up a page for you that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that there?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom. You'll see this orange, kind of reddish arrow that says sign.
Okay.
Okay. If you look a little bit above that, there's a little box to the left, and next to it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all of the information is complete and accurate. You're going to click on that little box, just click inside of it, because what you're saying is it's your name on the card that you provided.
Sure.
So when you click inside the box, it does a check mark. Now at the bottom, where it has sign, the box next to it, you're going to click inside of it. And you're just going to type your name exactly as you see it there. Raymond, space, D, no period after the D, just put a space, and then Shavers.
Okay.
Okay, and then you're going to click on where it says confirm signature. Now, when you do that, it should open up, Ray, a page asking you to enter a username and password. Do you see that?
Yep.
Beautiful. Okay. So this is where you would go in to track your results with us. Right now, we don't have your username or password yet because they're going to be creating that. So
okay.
In 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive this, an email with this link, a username, and a password. And you could always change it to a password of your choice. Okay. Now, just to go over the last few things with you, okay, we sent you an email and a text message, okay, requiring those pictures of the items that we need for your verification, okay? Now, I know license isn't required where you're at and you don't have insurance yet, but you have the workman's comp, just send us a proof of that, a photo of it. Send us a photo. If you have a business registration, you know, send us a picture of that. Your workplace, send us a photo. As many of these items that you have, send us the photos, okay? And then from your client interview, remember, we're calling you between 5 and 6 from an 877 number. We'll send you a reminder an hour before, okay, to let you know what's coming up. So make sure you answer all calls within that hour. Now, starting from then, okay, within 6 to 10 days, you're going to be receiving a PIN code from Google in the mail. It's going to look like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top. That PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map, so we need it as soon as you get it. Now, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed in those directories. We're also going to send you your login credentials for your tracking and reporting system. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be live, okay, and your website's going to be completed. In our terms and conditions, that'll be 7 to 14 days, okay, that the website will be done, and it'll be up and live. Now, in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, we always state that the first page placement on Google Raid, that could take between 30 to 45 days. That's what we promise, but I will tell you, we'd like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen many times where it has happened sooner, okay? So in the meantime, we're getting everything else up and running. We'll be sending you notifications when you're on the first page of Google, when your Facebook ads are live, when your website's live, when you're on the directory. So we're going to be also keeping you in the loop as these steps are being completed, okay?
All right.
And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I am super excited for you. I'm so glad we were able to speak. Okay?
I got I got something for you to look at too.
Yeah. What's that?
Go to YouTube and pull up Ray Shavers.
Ray Shavers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm a musician. And I have
I was gonna ask you. You know what? I was gonna ask you if you were because of your email. What
yeah.
kind of music?
I do country music. I'm number 18 on the indie charts right now.
No way. I love country music. You know, I grew up with this is what I grew up with. I grew up with like Kenny Rogers, you know, I grew up with, and even, I always forget his name. We listen to him all the time. Oh my gosh. Why? I'm so having a brain fart right now. Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah.
When we're going camping, that is mandatory. Johnny Cash has to be playing on the drive up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love country.
My song is
wow.
right now. It's called Country Living. So pull up Ray Shavers' Country Living.
I'm going to check that out.
Yes, there's three on YouTube right now. Country Living, Country City Girl, and Seek Some.
I just saw the Country City Girl right now. Nice. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to listen to this. This is so cool.
You know,
wow, I could say I know someone famous then.
Yeah. But yeah, Country Living is number 17 on the charts right now.
Wow. Good for you. Have you always been involved in music all your life or?
Yeah, my dad was a musician.
Oh, wow. Aw, that's awesome. Well, I'm excited to listen to it now. Okay.
Yeah. Please do.
I'm going to tell my husband to check it out too. I'll send him the link. My husband loves country. You know what's interesting, right? Country music is very similar to what I would say, what we call like in our Spanish music. A lot of it is like, you know, stories, right?
Right.
So it's very similar to a lot of Spanish music. I'm talking about like what they call like corridos, which is like folk tales, kind of like, you know what I'm talking about? So it's very similar to what country uh-huh. music is in English, right? Because it tells a story, you know, broken heart, you know, drinking or whatever.
Okay.
Well, this is great. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you, Ray. I'm really glad that we were able to talk. I'm super excited for you. So don't forget, we'll be calling you on Monday between 5 and 6 your time, okay? Just make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. And I hope you have a very blessed weekend.
Thank you. You too. If you like my music, follow me on Facebook. So you can keep up with what's
going on. I will. I know I saw your Facebook page too. As soon as I put that in, what you told me, like Facebook came up, all kinds of stuff. I'm going to check it all out.
Good deal. Thank you.
All right. You have a blessed one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.